following is a presentation of the OHL Fanboys Podcast.
Fusil hurlement, Leoski sont champions de la Coupe du Président.
For the fourth time in their history, the Guelph Storm are Ontario Hockey League champions!
For the second time in franchise history, the Prince Albert Raiders are Western Hockey League champions!
Live from the Donair Capital, it's the OHL Fanboys Meet the Halifax Herdcast at the 101st Memorial Cup in Halifax. Here are your hosts, Steve McLean, Jordan Peckham, and John Strobridge.
Welcome to the OHL Fanboys Podcast, along with the Herdcast at the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I am Steve McLean. The Herdcast boys are going to be joining me a little later. I am inside Scotiabank Center as we wrap up a little bit of a light morning skate here for the Prince Albert Raiders. And I've come across a couple guys who know a lot about Raiders hockey. It's the play-by-play and color analyst on the radio side of things for the Raiders. It's Trevor Redden and Martin Ring. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time out of the day and talking with us here on the podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Appreciate it.
So, pretty crazy season for the Raiders, of course, just their second WHL championship, first since 1985. And, you know, Trevor, you're on the play-by-play side of things, but, you know, looking at you, you're a bit of a younger lad. I don't think you were around for the last time the Raiders did this. But, Martin, you, of course, got some memories. We were talking a little bit off-air. You were around, not just around, but you were kind of really involved that 1985 Raiders team.
I certainly was. Our family's been involved with the hockey club forever. My dad was a past president, and Billet's families and such. But that particular year, I was called in to do some color commentating on the what we used to call then the West Coast trip. And it was traveling out to BC and down into the American team. So it was a two-week jaunt. And that particular year, it happened to be the Memorial Cup run. So I was working at that time with our former play-by-play broadcaster, the legendary Morley Jagger, and just had a blast doing that particular road trip. And of course, that team was pretty special as well.
Of course, they went on to win the Memorial Cup that year, and it's been a bit of a dry spell for the Raiders since then. As you know, we've seen they haven't won a WHL title or Memorial Cup since then. But how often has there been any other team that you can compare since then that matches the intensity and the success of this team?
Well, you'd have to go back probably 2005, where they were, you know, they were close. They got to a division championship series, but it's such a hard grind. I mean, you know, like we look at last year's Western Hockey League champs, the Swift Current Broncos. It was 25 years since they were into the league final. So, you know, I mean, it's just such a hard league to win, to move on.
Last year, I had the chance to talk to Sean Mullins from the Swift Current Broncos, and of course, Trevor, you share a little bit of in common with him. You know, you're both calling WHL games for small town Saskatchewan teams that are still playing in really old barns. I got to see some of the video footage and listen to some of your calls from the playoffs. Man, what a rocking place you guys play out of.
Yeah, there's no better place in the league. And I mean, I'm obviously a little bit biased, but you talk to the guys that come through, and we have a couple NHL arenas in our league in Edmonton and Calgary. The Portland Winterhawks play in the Moda Center where the Trailblazers play. So there's some beautiful, unbelievable facilities in our league. But the Arthauser Center, you're about 4 feet over the ice, it seems. And you can see the expressions on the players' faces. Everything moves so fast, and you can't help but be drawn right into the action. You feel every play. You feel the hit, the shot. You understand how hard it is. And the crowd, it's just piled to the roof, stacked right on top of the ice. Everywhere you look, there's a screaming Raiders fan. And yeah, I'm glad it came through in the telecast, because it was an experience I'll never forget. I've never seen an atmosphere like it.
The Raiders, of course, had an unbelievable regular season. You know, before the playoffs started, if someone had said the Raiders were going to win the WHL championship, at least for outsiders like myself, probably, you know, that's who people were probably betting on. Was the same feeling kind of in Prince Albert? Was this definitely, you know, it's all championship or nothing, but did this team really have that swagger coming into the playoffs?
They certainly did. You know, and they were a team that we could just see it develop through the season. They didn't get real excited, you know, they didn't go over the top. We always talked about, and Coach Mark Habshai has always talked about showing respect for the opposition. These, you know, we've got some players. Sean Montgomery has played the most games in a Raider uniform in the club's history. So he's been there for 5 years, some years where we got kicked and we had some guys that really rubbed it in our face. And Mark Habshai made a point this year. We weren't going to be over the top on the celebrations. Yeah, they wanted to spank some teams, and they did. But, you know, we started to see it. We even saw it in our one playoff game against Vancouver where it 7-0 after the first period, yeah. And there was no fly by the bench anymore. It was just yeah. We scored a goal, center ice. Let's get the face off going.
Was there any real resilience for this team? I know, you know, following the Guelph Storm run in the playoffs, you know, going down constantly, having to come back, they faced a lot of adversity. Was there any adversity for this Prince Albert Raiders team that you felt that there might be a moment where they're going to be in trouble, or was this kind of like, no, they're okay?
Throughout the regular season, I would say not a ton. I mean, Brett Leeson and Ian Scott, as well as a couple of imports, Alexei Protas and Sergei Sapego, all went away to the World Juniors for about a month there. So you're short four pretty good players out of the lineup. They handled that well. They had some injury trouble in the second half. Scott, Leeson, both dealing with some injuries. I thought they got through that pretty well. It was interesting coming into the Eastern Conference Final against the Edmonton Oil Kings. Their head coach, Brad Lauer, his message to his team and to the media coming into it was, they haven't seen adversity yet this year. We're going to give it to them and see how they react. Edmonton had a really good second half. And, of course, he's got to say something like that to get his team going, because the Raiders were the powerhouse in the league. But Edmonton came in and played a couple of really good games in the Arthauser Center, really slowed the Raiders down, frustrated them a bit, and all of a sudden we're through three games and it's 2-1 Edmonton. It wasn't 3-0 like Guelph faced, but it was it was gut check time, and the Raiders, the fan base and the team alike, were, I think, some upset stomachs and some uncertainty, but the team really rebounded well. That was the game after game three in Edmonton. It was not a good game at all, probably the worst game they played in the playoffs. And that's where the veteran coaches stepped in, Mark Habshai and Jeff Truitt. The next day at breakfast, they told the guys, hey, you guys are smart. You guys know what's going on. You don't have to listen to us. So the boys sat and watched the game from the night before alone at breakfast. They dissected it. They analyzed themselves. And they came out in game four, and they won three straight games without even really much contest. They blew Edmonton out for three straight games. And it's a team that when they need to, they can dig deep. And same as that Vancouver series, up 3-1. All of a sudden, you're in game seven. And game seven overtime of the WHL championship, if you want adversity, it doesn't get much tougher than that. And they came through.
And I was definitely going to ask, you know, you guys, if either want to chime in on this. Of course, you know, they got that 7-0 first period against Vancouver, a game after, you know, the Giants managed to take one game in Prince Albert, and you have to go back now to Vancouver for three games, and you think, oh, this isn't probably the best situation. You go in there in the first game and you're up 7-0 after the first period, and obviously it's going to be a win. And then you managed, you know, they won the next night as well, a 1-0 game, a little bit tighter, but, you know, you're coming, you know, you got a 3-1 series lead. You know, you got at worst two games in your home rink. When the Giants kept coming back and forced that game seven, was there a lot of nerves throughout Prince Albert going, oh no, we're going to let this one slip away?
I would have to admit that there were some nerves, and you could feel the tense, you know, the tense vibrations, I guess, within the building, you know, from the fan base, and, you know, and then, of course, as that game progressed, and we end up 2-2, and we can see the writing on the wall, we're going to overtime. Now you've got some tense fans, but to full credit to the fans, because they hung in that particular game. I've never seen the fans react that way. When there would be a face-off in the offensive zone, they were standing on their feet. You thought you were in Dallas, you know, where the fans stand for the whole game. But, you know, I talked to some people the next day, and they said, we've never stood up and down so many times during a hockey game. So, you know, but it was tense. You could certainly feel that it was tense.
Trevor, got to ask you, of course, as a play-by-play announcer, that's the dream, right? Game seven overtime for a championship. Did you have anything thinking going in, a little pre-prepared, or was that all off the cuff right away?
Well, first off, you think it's the dream until you're in the moment. Your stomach is churning, and you're wondering if your voice is going to hold up and all that, that intensity. It wasn't fun the whole time, but it certainly was fun at the end. And, yeah, I had, coming into game five, we knew that there was an opportunity, and I just knew it was – 34 years in the making. It was something that was going to be very special for the Raider fan base in the city of Prince Albert, and I wanted to make sure I did it justice whenever if we were fortunate enough to call the end. So I had a little bit ready to go, but for the most part, I mean, Marty can attest to that. Come overtime, game seven, your best laid plans kind of go out the window. So I can assure you that when that puck went into the net, there wasn't much thought. It was pretty much pure reaction. In fact, I had to listen to it later because I didn't know what I said. Marty didn't either. And we looked back. I kind of had my fingers crossed, making sure I didn't say anything I wasn't supposed to say on the radio with that much intensity. But it came out okay. But it was a lot of fun.
Of course, things are a little bit different than they were back in 1985 when the Raiders were at the last Memorial Cup. I see the look on your face. So I want to ask you, of course, since Monday night, I'd imagine not just a whirlwind for these players, but you guys as well, traveling with the team, a cross-country trek here to Halifax. What has the last few days been like, and compare it to what things were like when the team went to Shawinigan in 1985?
Well, I mean, the game is so much different, right? We had a score sheet that was twittered out to us from the WHL from the league final that particular year. It was the Raiders versus Kamloops Blazers. There were seven fights in the game. There was two fights in the first period by one of our top enforcers. But it was totally a different time of game back in that era. We had our leading goal scorer was Danny Hodgson. He had 186 points that season, and he finished second in the scoring race. So it's definitely a different era. But back to your question, We call the game Monday night. Trevor's getting a hold of me Tuesday saying, are you good to go Wednesday morning? And we're flying out of here. So we're, everybody's packing up and trying to get going. And now you're starting to do your homework. Now you're looking up, well, who's there? Halifax Mooseheads. And we've got the Huskies. And then we've got the Guelph Storm. And, now we're starting to do our homework and figure out, what the heck are we walking into now? So, and it's the same for all the teams, right? You go from a seven-game series, now you're going to this tournament. Yeah. And these kids haven't played in a tournament for probably 5 years, yeah, right? Everything's been playoff hockey. It's been regular season hockey, but not necessarily tournaments. So this is a different week. And, yeah, we're under the gun a little bit doing our homework.
Well, with regards to that homework you guys have had this week, too, of course, the Raiders have had the least amount of time off of all the teams here. They just finished up the WHL Championship Monday night. Now they have to play in the opener here Friday night. What are you looking for out of the Raiders as far as these other teams that you've never seen before? Of course, tonight when they're playing the Mooseheads, of course, that's the one on tap. What do you got focused on for the Mooseheads? What do you think the Raiders have to do to beat these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a crash course here. And the last couple of rounds of playoffs, We always do our out-of-town scoreboard during the broadcast, and as hockey in our region starts to die down, all of a sudden we're the only game, there's nothing out-of-town. So you got to look at the other leagues. And so we've kind of kept up to speed with what's happened the last couple of rounds. But in terms of the actual teams, it's been a crash course in learning, and you just see the talent on these teams. I mean, there's no way about it. You get down to the Final Four, and of course Halifax, they punched their way in here the front door. They didn't lose out in round one and sit for a month. They deserve to be here without a doubt. And I had a chance to chat earlier this morning with a guy like Jared McIsaac, who when you go through the Halifax Mooseheads, that's maybe not the name that jumps out, but a World Junior defenseman, a second round pick of the Detroit Red Wings, a first round pick of the Mooseheads a few years ago, a Nova Scotia boy. I mean, that going through the list last night, I mean, not only the NHL guys, but there is a litter of first-round Quebec League draft guys on this team. So right from goaltender out, it looks like a pretty deep blue line with a little bit of offensive punch. And then I can't wait to see this Raphaël Lavoie. I've heard all about him, never seen him. And you look at 20 goals in the postseason, that's something we never saw out west. I mean, we had a couple guys that had really good playoffs. But to see some of the points that got put up out here, some of the offensive skill, two guys that won it with Acadie Bathurst last year as well, some championship experience. It's going to be exciting to see.
So we go into tonight, I've seen people say that the Huskies are the favorites. I've seen people, the Raiders are the favorites. People have said that the Storm with all their resilience are the favorites. Do you guys have a favorite? I mean, I know who you guys want to win probably, but doing your homework, there really isn't a favorite, at least from what I've seen. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, and I guess if you're looking at purely on the stats, it's hard to not look at the Huskies with the type of season that they had. You know, I mean, we were kind of neck and neck with them for CHL standings and run overall, right? You know, for them to put up the points that they did, they ran they ran the tables, right? 30 game winning streak and all that. You know, I would have to probably lean towards them as being the odds-on favorites, and yet, you know, when you start looking at goals for and goals against, all the teams, they put up some pretty good numbers. All the teams put up some pretty good numbers. Prince Albert is arguably second lowest for goals against, so I think the goaltending is going to be a big factor if we're leaning towards PA. Again, it's trying to have the teams very quickly build up that animosity right away. Seven-game series, it's easy. Right, you're gonna have some hate. You're gonna have some, but it's to come in with that intensity. I think that's part of the challenge. I think for our team coming into this game tonight, we had two really really good series. One was against Saskatoon Blades, only an hour and a quarter away, and then the Vancouver series was huge. Obviously, going to the seven games. But to build up that intensity again and bring it up at that level, and you have to. It's a short period of time here.
It is really an interesting scenario because, you know, winning a league championship is still, while every team wants to win the Memorial Cup and that is the grand prize, winning that WHL championship is still something to celebrate. And it's not like winning a conference title where it's like, all right, boys, don't touch the trophy. You go all out, you party for it. But you only get, like, especially when they just win it on Monday night and they got to be here on Wednesday, there really isn't a party day, is there?
No, because the Raiders were on the ice practicing on Tuesday because Wednesday was a travel day. So, I mean, they enjoyed it Monday night, but there was nothing crazy. I mean, they couldn't afford to really celebrate it that much. Once the celebration was over at the rink, they got together with their families and friends a little bit, and then everyone was home and looking ahead to the next day. So maybe, you know, the timing of it almost helps to treat it like a conference final where you're like, okay, that's great, we're going to enjoy it, but we got to look ahead too. But I notice, I think emotionally it's such a big difference because all that playoff run, you're looking at the Edschenauth Cup. That's all you're focused on. You're not thinking about the Memorial Cup. It's like the Mooseheads have been talking about all week is they haven't thought about the tournament all year because they know they're going to be here. They got to worry about the process on the way. So I think the Raiders have been focused on that, and it was a real euphoric moment lifting that cup on Monday night, and it felt like just such a big release for everybody in the city because 34 years in the making, the tension of almost guaranteed we were going to get it when it was up 3-1 to all of a sudden a coin toss, overtime. Game 7 overtime. So to get it, the elation, the euphoria, the relief was massive, and now you can't feel relieved, like Marty said, coming into tonight. You gotta get that urgency, that queasiness in the stomach back and really embrace the moment.
To your point, there was five players from the Mooseheads' last Memorial Cup victory at a function we were at last night, and it was interesting to hear them talk. The one trophy that they continued to talk about was their league championship win that year. So that was pretty interesting. I thought, you know, it goes back to your point, the league championships are really the pinnacle. I mean, yes, the Memorial Cup is big because I mean it is only four teams now, so it's special. And you know, hats off to Halifax, to the Mooseheads for having the competitive team that they've got. Regina Pats last year, I mean, they got bumped in the first round of the playoffs, and they sat waiting for everybody else to come.
Windsor Spitfires the year before that, too. It's Halifax bucking the trend here. They're actually going through the playoffs to get here. But and it also seems like such a shame every year where, you know, there's going to be at least two champions who now have their season ending with a loss and kind of like that brought down. And, hey, if Halifax ends up winning this, all three league champions come away with this from nothing. Almost seems unfair in a way, but I guess that's just the way junior hockey is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the way it works, and it makes it such a great tournament. And you know what? Every year, the host team, even Regina last year, they lost out round one, but they lost in seven games against the eventual champion Swift Current Broncos. So, I mean, there's very seldom you see a host team that you would say doesn't deserve to be there. It's always a very good team. Just speaks to how hard the playoffs are in across the CHL is how difficult it is to get here. But I think every team completely deserves to be here. If Halifax is the team that comes away with it, you got to win against the best teams in the country to get there. So it makes it a lot of fun. It's the randomness of it, I think, is just something you have to embrace and celebrate here.
really fun to see your team play against teams that you've never seen before and may never see again. Guys, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and joining us on the show. And, of course, enjoy tonight. Big game for the Raiders, and best of luck to you guys in the Memorial Cup.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
That's Trevor Redden and Martin Ring, the color analyst and play-by-play voice of the Prince Albert Raiders. You can follow Trevor on Twitter at Trevor_Redden, Redden spelled R-E-D-D-E-N. And Martin Ring is on Twitter at PittsPals. When we come back, we wrap up the opening game of the Memorial Cup with myself and the boys from the Herdcast here on the OHL Fanboys and Herdcast from the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia.
LaBois centers it.
Welcome back to the OHL Fanboys Podcast and the Herdcast, live from the 101st Memorial Cup presented by Kia at the Scotiabank Center in Halifax. We've just wrapped up the opening game of the tournament, the Halifax Mooseheads, with a big 4-1 win over the WHL champion Prince Albert Raiders. I'm here with the Herdcast boys. Guys, you must be pretty pumped after that one.
Steve, I just want to say that it's one of the pleasures of my life to be stood here
on this mezzanine with these people tonight.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? That we could not have asked for a better outcome tonight. And I got to say, like, I mean, I know we got a bunch of stuff to talk about here, but that is probably one of the best games that I've seen the Mooseheads play since the beginning of the playoffs, for sure.
The crowd, I mean, the crowd was absolutely electric right from the start. You know, it's Friday night, sorry. It's a start to a huge tournament. Everybody was just feeling it. And it was... I feel like the team picked up off that. I mean, they did.
I don't know about you guys, but the Raiders just seemed slow all night. Like, it was pretty clear who the better team was tonight.
I would agree with that. They looked like the jet lag almost. Like, they had a hard time. They really did.
And, you know, for me, like, coming off losing to Rouen in the finals, I just, like, we had 5 days off between games. And I think, like, you know, they don't really release injuries and things like that, but I think there were guys tonight that played much better than they did in the finals. Like, Jeremy Kysak had a great game. I thought Antoine Morin stepped his play up big time, and that's what you want from your captain, right? So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if those guys were injured or what, but, you know, you need your good players to step up, and our good players step up tonight.
It seemed to me like, you know, coming into this tournament, Ian Scott is like the guy everyone's worried about for goaltending. And not a terrible game from him by any stretch. I mean, I think you guys threw 37 shots on net. But at the same time, he gave up three goals and never was really in the greater position for all of them. I mean, I know that 3-1 goal, not many goalies were going to stop that on that power play, but just... seem a little bit out of place tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I think he was shook, to tell you the truth. I honestly think that he was, like, the Mooseheads had him shaken. He was bobbling pucks. He was bobbling things. I mean, I can't really speak to the guys how much skill he has. Obviously, you know, he's a good goaltender. He's drafted. He took his team right through to the finals through to the championship in the WHL. But, you know, it wasn't overly impressive to me tonight.
You know what? I mean, obviously he's a great goalie. Nobody would say that we've seen him one game. He fought the puck tonight. He really did fight the puck. The second goal, he definitely didn't stand a chance on that tic-tac-toe play. The third goal even, I'm sure he's a great goalie, but he did. He fought the puck hard tonight. He really, really fought it.
So as Mooseheads fans, was there any point tonight where you guys felt shaken? I shouldn't say that. That's not the word I'm looking for. Any point of the game where you felt like the Raiders could get back into it? Because they did have that one little stretch right at the end of the second. And, of course, it's a 3-1 game at that point. Still plenty of time left. As great as the game had been going for you guys at that point, I mean, were you two guys still kind of a little worried going, man, we can't give this up now after a great 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think when Prince Albert scored their first goal and it was 2-1, you kind of think, you know, anything can happen now. Even though we were out shooting them at the point and stuff, it's like if they score one more goal, they're right there. And you know what? These guys won the WHL. They're obviously a good hockey team, right? Obviously, so.
I mean, and they it seemed like after they scored that goal, that's when they kind of had their push. They got a little bit of life going, but that power play goal you guys got not long after, that's what killed them, right?
That's the dagger. I mean, coming down the end of the second period, they were all over us. I mean, did you see that last minute and a half? I was nervous there.
And that was after the 3-1 goal. Like, they still had another push.
They were going. Well, you know what I mean? Like I said, they're champs. They know that resiliency is part of winning a championship, right? So you got to be key on that.
You know what, though? You go back again talking about things improving from our Q playoffs. Our penalty kill tonight was fantastic.
I would agree.
And that was not something that we really – that was not a strength of ours coming out of the Q. So, you know, I was a little worried about that. But our PK really got the job done tonight, big time.
I mean, and this isn't to take anything away from your guys' PK, but again, just the theme with the Raiders all night, their power play just didn't seem that impressive. Like, they could hardly gain the zone. They were passing it around, but not really shooting it a whole lot. Like, for a team that wasn't getting much going, like, you just think you got to get it on the net or something, and they'd try that extra move, and just it would fail on them miserably, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I, you know, even still, I thought Gravel was solid tonight. Like he played great.
We got to where we got to. But I got to ask you, Steve, are you nervous to play Halifax Sunday night now?
You know what? I will say you guys look like a pretty quick team. I'm not sure if that's been your strength all year. And I know we had problems when London played a speed game against us, and then they kind of stopped that, and that's when we came back. And Ottawa was a quicker team than us as well. Obviously, we handled them eventually, but in a one-game scenario, yeah, Halifax speed, you know what, they impressed me tonight. And I wouldn't say I'm scared, but at the same time, you got to respect all the teams here, right? Right, as a Storm fan, I'm more worried about tomorrow right now with the Huskies up first, and they're a quick team too. So, but hey, and then after that, if we get through tomorrow, then I start worrying about the Mooseheads on Sunday.
No, fair enough. I you know what? I'm very excited for tomorrow's game. I think seeing what I would call the best defender in Noah Dobson in the tournament versus the best forward in Suzuki, you know what? Those are the two teams I see in the finals. So I got to say, honestly, tomorrow's game, I'm pumped.
You guys are going beyond Wednesday for sure.
It's all that matters to us, bud.
You got the one win. You've got at least a tiebreaker.
Johnny said it coming in. He said, we just got to get one.
I don't know, man. I'm overjoyed. I really am.
We're doing it. You look it. You're just kind of. I love the nonchalant. You're just kind of standing there going, "Yeah, I'm overjoyed," but no, showing no emotion about it. This, like that was just an impressive damn win. I got to give it to you guys. That was solid.
They did. They looked really good. And you know, coming into this, I had the same attitude as I do leaving tonight, and that attitude the whole game was just a well, sir, kind of attitude. It really was just a, you know, well, sir.
Well, yeah, you're getting there.
Like, and you know what? There were a few huge hits early on in that game. What was the early in that first period?
That was crazy.
Like, when that hit happened, I couldn't really tell who was hitting who on that. Getson got the worst of it going into the boards, and I saw he had his nose.
He landed on a guy's head, though, afterwards.
The other guy looked like he got hurt more. In the end, he skated off.
I saw Getson had gauze up his nose for the rest of the first period, but yeah, that was a huge hit. There was a few, like, they came out with a lot of energy. Well, Halifax did, and, you know, Prince Albert, the first couple shifts are all right. But overall, at the end of the day, as a neutral fan watching this, like, I wouldn't have called it the most exciting game, but at the same time, you know, a solid 4-1 win, you're obviously happy with that. If you can take away your fandom for a second, this wasn't the most exciting game you've ever seen, probably.
No. It's not the most exciting.
But you can't you can't ask us to take our fandom away.
No, exactly.
Because we're so emotionally invested in this team that we hang on every turnover, we hang on every offside. So, you know, tomorrow it'll be interesting because we'll be in your shoes tomorrow, and you'll be saying, what do you think about Guelph? And we'll say, well, you know, as a neutral fan, blah, blah, blah. Right?
And that's the thing. Like, tomorrow if we have an exact same game like that and win 4-1, and if it's not that exciting, I'll go, I don't give a shit. We just won 4-1. So, for you guys tonight, it's a great game.
Listen, buddy, I'll take all the boring 4-1 games I can get. If it's going to take me right to the Memorial Cup, don't care.
4-1 with an empty netter, but close enough that you're still kind of a little bit nervous at the end. They just had no push tonight, though. That was the crazy thing. Like, you could see a team playing bad all game, but at the end they still try. If they're down by only a couple, they get that push, they pull the goalie. They got four shots on net in the third period tonight, and even when they pulled the goalie, not a single shot on net. Like, does that surprise you guys at all, or was it just, you know, Halifax is that much better than them tonight? This game was over long before it was that point.
No, them boys were tired. You could tell. They were off their game. Halifax is right where they left off. We've been playing good hockey. I mean, and, you know, anybody, I don't know if the OHL's been following up, but, I mean, Halifax went to six games in the finals. They're a good team. If any team deserves to be here, Halifax is just as much as anybody else other than the three teams that won. I get it. But you know what? No one would question anybody if Vancouver or Ottawa was here. They'd be like, you know, they're great teams. Halifax is great, but I think PA was a little off tonight. I do.
11 straight losses for the WHL champion at the Memorial Cup now.
I forgot about that. Yeah, and the Mooseheads won't be the one to let that streak break.
Nope.
No, they will not.
The Raiders are now, they do get a couple days off because it looks like they need it. The Raiders are not back in action until Monday night when they'll face the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies. But, yeah, the WHL champion has not won a game since the 2015 semifinal. I mean, you have Brandon and Regina won games, Red Deer and Regina won games as hosts, but the WHL champion, man, it must be a grind through those playoffs because they keep going 0-3 these last few years, and now they're 0-1 here.
And you know what? They always put in a good team. I mean,
no one's questioning. Like, yeah, like, it's not like you watch this game tonight and go, well, they suck. Like, you know they're a good team, but they look tired.
What do you say? I mean, that's...
Listen, I'm just excited to have the Memorial Cup here in my home city. Yeah. To have my team playing in it. I'm just being at FanFest today, being at Street Fest, all of that. Like, I'm just, this was a great day for me. And to cap it all off with this tonight, I don't care how it was done. Like you said, 4-1 win is 4-1 wins.
Incredible.
Cool. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. We don't have to just talk about the game. Let's talk a little bit about Street Fest. Like, yeah. Pretty good time, pregame party tonight.
Yeah, you know what? We were down there. We had a few drinks. We got to see Matt Mays play. We got to meet some, you know, cool hockey players. We got to meet some alumni, yeah, some Stanley Cup rings, some Memorial Cup rings around.
Yeah, you guys are getting your pictures with all the rings tonight.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, to me, this was an absolutely fantastic night. And like John said, for Halifax to win just made it that much better. It was unreal.
And we got, what, 10 more days of this?
Oh, my God. I don't know if my liver can handle 10 more days of it.
No, we'll be good. It's all going to be good. It's fun. You know, and I think Halifax is doing a good job so far. Like, they got everything set up to be, I mean the host committee, the team obviously is doing well, but I mean the host committee, they have everything set up. It's going to be a fun 10 days.
Yeah, definitely. I think that wraps it up for tonight. There's really not much more to say about the game.
Well, there's one more thing, though. Yeah. You got to let her go with a well, sir.
You
got to
give it a well, sir.
I got to give it a well,
and
sir.
And because we're doing a co-show here, you guys did the intro, which I want to apologize for with that Rouyn-Noranda Huskies winning the cup part, but that's, you know, great intro, beautiful intro. You know, sorry guys, you got to listen to that, but you got to at least let Jordan do his signature sign off for the podcast.
You know what, and that's fair. We're going to be back tomorrow with post-game wrap with the Storm and the Huskies, but Jordan, why don't you take us out, boy?
All right.
You've been listening to the OHL Fanboys Podcast.